This is GQDN for a finally Friday, July 19th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes for your energy. It's great stuff at swiftenergy.gg. Lots of different styles, lots of different drink mixes, and you can bundle them up with maybe a nice little shaker as well. And when you do, when you go to the checkout line, you put in the promo code Quest to get 25% off of your purchase. Like I said, it's really good stuff. Yum, 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 yum. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Oh boy, the politics. That'll be tomorrow. And by stackup.org. Great community. Go check them out. In today's news, we have some game announcements, Devolver and Grounding Incorporated. We got some esports news, and we got a nice little Blizzard interview. But today, we start with the parent company, Microsoft, because this morning, according to Engadget.com, there was a Windows update, and that took out some of the banks and airlines and other companies, which would also include some of the video game companies as well. Now, Engadget's more talking about the airlines, because those were deeply affected, but that happened very early this morning. In fact, on the Microsoft 365 app suite, there's a nice little quote. Users may be unable to access various Microsoft 365 apps and services. Now, that happened this morning, but as of 6:12 a.m., CrowdStrike CEO George Kurtz did acknowledge the problem, and he did say that was caused by a defect in the content update for the Windows host. But he also said, quote, "The issue has been identified, isolated, and a fix has been deployed," end quote. Now, Mac and Linux hosts were not impacted, so some of the PCs were not affected. But as you can tell, the PCs are back up. But that happened this morning. What also happened with Microsoft Xbox, the FTC is not done with the $69 billion deal. That's according to WCCFTech.com. In fact, the Federal Trade Commission, that's the FTC, did file a new complaint to the U.S. Courts of Appeals in the Ninth Circuit against Microsoft because of Game Pass. And they were alleging that they had the type of post-merger behavior they wanted to prevent. So that's why they're blocking that acquisition. And WCCF Tech did provide an excerpt of the complaint that was filed by the FTC counsel, Ahmed Abayad. So here is the quote. "Product degradation, removing the most valuable games from Microsoft's new service, combined with the price increases for existing users, is exactly the sort of consumer harm from the merger of the FTC has alleged. Microsoft's price increases and product degradation, combined with Microsoft's reduced investments and output and product quality via employee layoffs, are the hallmarks of a firm exercising market power post-merger. Importantly, Microsoft's actions are inconsistent with Microsoft's representation below. Microsoft's price increase coincide with adding Call of Duty to Game Pass' most expensive tier, and discontinuing the console's tier will happen shortly before releasing Call of Duty's newest game. Although Microsoft's promise that the acquisition would benefit consumers by making Call of Duty available on Microsoft's Game Pass on the day it is released on console, with no price increase for the service base of the acquisition. Microsoft's post-merger actions thus vindicate the congregational design of primarily halting mergers to fully evaluate their likely competitive effects, and judicial skepticism of promises inconsistent with the firm's economic incentives," end quote. Big words in there. And I do apologize for messing all that up, but you get the gist of it, and you see why the FTC wants to block the deal. Now, let's get to a little bit more positive stuff, because Polygon did talk to the World of Warcraft team, and since we're at the 10th expansion, which will launch a few months ahead of the 20th anniversary, The War Within, and a lot of players were looking forward to it. So Polygon was indeed interviewing the associate design director, Maria Hamilton, and the lead prop artist, Jordan Powers. And the interviewer was curious about how the team was thinking about balance with the repetition between the two factions following the Fourth War and the Battle for Azeroth. So Hamilton did say, quote, "I don't think the Battle for Azeroth had changed anything there. I think we wanted to move away, except where it made a lot of sense from having different stories being told. Sometimes we want you to understand a slightly different nuance, and then we might have a separate Horde-only or Alliance-only story. But in general, for our main story, we really wanted to make sure everyone understood the same story." They were also talking about Anduin, because he was given some space, so that way he can figure out what happened to him to see whether or not he is worthy in the service of light. So here's what Hamilton did say about that. Quote, "We wanted to do justice to Anduin's story here. We wanted to make sure that he didn't suddenly feel better and be chipper. That would have really cheated everyone of the story. We wanted the depths of his self-doubt and sort of anguish at times to be more clear. And we wanted to contrast him with Farron, Lothar, who doesn't have those doubts and does wield the light. Anduin's doubting himself and his worthiness. And so putting him in a situation like what we have happening in Hollowfell, where he's seeing these people that are just consistently beleaguered by endless of waves of Numerians that are attacking all the time. And them giving him time with Farron, and giving him time in their city to reflect and talk through some of the things that he experienced. Very intentional setting for that. The choices that he makes later are based on those conversations that he had in Hollowfell." Now, that's just some of the quotes. Polygon's got the rest. Now, IGN did say, going into some other games, The Witcher 3 mod has a morality reputation system. So while CD Projekt Red did scrap a reputation system during The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, a fan modded it back in. And that user was Freak Vip, and they created a reputation system mod for The Witcher 3 because that would restore, quote, "the reputation concept that was cut by CDPR from the game," end quote. Now, the game does have some hard choices and the butterfly effect consequences. The mod will see the NPCs respond to Geralt in different regions depending on his behavior. So we shall see what happens with that one going forward. Now we get to the esports corner, and Esports Insider did say that the Esports Title Selection Task Force has been appointed for the Asian Games for 2026. Now the Olympic Council of Asia did announce that the Esports Title Selection Task Force will be for the 2026 edition of the Asian Games. And that task force will have three gaming and esports experts. The VSPO chairman and co-founder, Dino Ying, Sega's Hideki Okamura, and Carlos Tangjai, if I got those. I do apologize if I did not. So the task force's main job is to select the esports titles that will appear in the 20th Asian Games 2026. But there are no other details that were announced for the selection process, so we don't know any more about that. But they will have quite the roster. Street Fighter V, PUBG, Arena of Value, Dota 2, so on and so forth. So we shall see what happens with that. But Dot Esports did say that the MTG Madness report does have the animals that are taking over standard. And MTG is Magic the Gathering. So this is for all you cards people. And they were talking about everything that happened the past week via some of the competitive news and some card breakdowns. And there they were talking about the Bloomburrow and how that was going with that. The draft archetypes for Bloomburrow. Some of the mechanics like Paw Print, Expend, and Offspring. And they were also talking about the Value Booster Pack, along with some other things. Now we talk about some games. And we begin with the All Infinite Craft Recipes via DotEsports.com. And this is Infinite Craft. and it is a crafting game that will challenge you to create as many things as what you can with basic ingredients. Now, you can make anything you want in this game, but Dot Esports did have the recipes and combos on their site, where you can make some rockets, some engines, some steam, some fire, a bullet train. You can make a whole bunch of stuff. They got a full list on dotesports.com, and it's pretty extensive. So go check that out. Now, we got a little bit of business yet, and I missed it. Sorry. According to Esports Insider, MOSA Challenge 2024 is going back to the partnership with SimRacing.gp. And MOSA did announce that it will be returning to the Sim Racing competition for the MOSA Challenge. In 2024, edition of the tournament will be operated in the partnership with the Sim Racing platform, SimRacing.gp. Now, they're in their second year of the partnership, and the players around the world will compete for 5 seasons just to qualify for the grand final, and that'll be where the Sim Racing hardware will be, and will have a $10,000 prize pool for the winners. So, have fun with that. I'm not going to have fun with this one. Gamatsu.com did say that Grounding Incorporated did announce their new game, Children in the Flesh, and that'll be going to PC. Now, the demo is available right now, and that'll run through July 21st. So if you want a scary game, you can go check that out if you're into scary games. But if you're not, Eurogamer said that Devolver did announce a Kung Fu Fighter game called Force Strike. So, in this game, you get to fight as a martial artist, and you'll be blessed with Foresight, which will allow you to look at the battles ahead of time. That way you can find a winning sequence. So, Force Strike was set to release next year on both Nintendo Switch and Steam. The demo is out this weekend. So if you want to try that out, it's up on Steam. Demo to be out. Now, if you're hungry, which my pizza is coming, you can find a little something about Persona 5. Eurogamer.net did say that you can get some snacks, some coffee, and you could set up your own cafe, because they're in collaboration with the Jade City Foods. And the coffee would have 3 different roasts. The Cafe LeBlanc Dark Roast, Phantom Thieves of Heart Medium Roast, or Surgeon Academy Light Roast. Now, the Dark Roast has some chocolate and caramel notes. The Medium Roast has some fruit acidity, and the Light Roast has cherry and chocolate flavor. But that's not all. They have some hot sauces to go along with it. And those sauces are aligned with the fires, or with the spells. And there are 6 sauces that they are showing. So, up on Twitter, the official Atlas West did say, quote, "Personify your basket, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner with the official Persona 5 Hoyle or Royal Hot Sauce and Coffee Bean Collection, Jade City Foods." And they did provide a link. Yeah, hot sauce. You know it. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/dawnforge, all the news of the week, 6 p.m. EST. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2024, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow night. So until then, go play some games, people.